right now on VFN TV. This is going to be a breakthrough year in 2017. And what did God say in October the 3rd, 2016? He said that Donald Trump would be our next president. We're going to talk about the first official press conference coming out of the White House where they declare that our president is a pro-life president and abortion is coming down. And America also, remember Kamal Saleem on our earlier programs talking about 400 radical jihadist terrorists in America. But our president is hiring Border Patrol and ICE. It's just so exciting to see what's taking place and how freedom's going to come and how media is going to be taken back by God right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome. I'm so excited about what's taking place. I'm so glad to be with you. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. This is a breakthrough year for America, for the church. You should be so excited. God has truly given us mercy coming out of the year 2016. We're so excited about it. We got so many things to share with you. As a matter of fact, this program and several programs on, we're going to be releasing prophetic words, what God has said He's going to do in 2017 and begin. And remember, prophecy is an invitation by God for us to align our hearts to be able to believe Him for what He wants to do. But this is going to be a breakthrough. You're already starting to see it already in many different particular formats. But first, I want to go back and look back in October 3rd, 2016, where the Lord spoke to me very specifically. And we have that for you, and we'll be showing that in the future. But understand this. He said to me specifically that Donald Trump in October 3rd, 2016 would be our president. And then he showed me, he took me into the White House, and he showed me how that the people are going to get the White House back. I mean, everybody was in the White House. This is October 3rd, 2016. And it was like the people were getting the White House back. I mean, it was packed full of all of us, the common folk in the White House. And I noticed ever since President Donald Trump's gotten into office, he's invited everybody to come into the White House. We're seeing people that have never been there before, but yet they're the Americans. It's the people's house. And so we're seeing God's word confirmed. And we'll be talking about our next program, how very specifically, how many quote things have lined up for him to be up there and how God has kind of set this moment up. But it's a mercy moment. It is definitely a mercy moment. You've been with us for a while. You know that we've been praying for quite some time and asking God, you know, dear God, end abortion. Every program you hear us go, dear God, end abortion. Why? Because we can't expect a third grade awakening if we have over 50 million innocent children killed in America and in their innocent blood across this land. We got to repent for that. We got to ask God to forgive us for that. And we have to end abortion. Abortion has to be ended for a third great awakening. We say, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. Well, I'm so excited to be able to announce the very first press conference in the White House. The press secretary calls on Christian Broadcast Network reporter amidst all those particular reporters in there, and listen to what he said. Take a look.
Well, I think the president, it's no secret, has made it very clear that he's a pro-life president. He wants to stand up for all Americans, including the unborn. And I think the reinstatement of this policy is not just something that echoes that value, but respects taxpayer funding as well and ensures that we're standing up not just for life of the unborn, but for also taxpayer funds that are being spent overseas to perform an action that is contrary to the values of this president and I think continue to further illustrate not just to the folks here in this country, but around the world, of what a value we place on life.
It's so amazing to hear that. And we just a couple days ago had a president. Understand this. We just found out that the previous administration was paying to have babies killed all around the earth. It was the Mexico City Act. We were paying, your tax dollars were going to countries around the world, to NGOs, non-government organizations, so they could kill those countries' babies. Our tax dollars are not only aborting children in our own nation, but they were aborting children in other nations. But guess what? Day one, our president, President Donald Trump, he stopped that and said, we will not give any federal funds to any non-NGO, non-government organization who provides abortion. And it was so exciting to see that. We're seeing that take place. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you remember this, but we're going to talk to John for just a moment, because I remember when Kamal Saleem was talking about how specifically that the Border Patrol was telling him there's over 450,000 radical jihadists in America. John, do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Listen, these are some exciting days, and you don't want to miss VFN TV But Kamal Saleem spoke to us and shared that over 450,000 radical jihadists were entering our country. And this was several years ago, I believe back in 2007, 2008. And how many more have now are in the land or in the country? And so what we're seeing now with President Trump is a protection.
And that was like a 2010.
Yeah.
And our, you know, we saw the Border Patrol stand up and just applaud our president.
Yeah.
And the ICE and the, as a matter of fact, you know, so we've been praying, God, protect our borders and keep us safe and we're seeing God answer so many prayers. Mm-hmm. And are we seeing just
yes.
like it's exciting? We can't
very
do him
hopeful.
Justice. So it's very hopeful. And so you look at this, and so the president gets in. It's not even his first week yet, and he's speaking. He's saying, "Listen, I'm going to begin to resolve this right away. I want the American people to be safe." And this is him speaking to the Border Patrol, speaking to ICE, which is the Immigration Custom
agency
service, and they're hiring. As a matter of fact, he's talking about hiring 5,000 new Border Patrols and 10,000 new ICE agents. What will they do? They'll find the 450,000 radical jihadists in our nation and begin to remove them, including he's talking about removing the criminals.
Yes.
That are broken. They're
well, think about the drug cartels.
We're talking about aliens. We're talking about illegal aliens. People
yes.
hear the immigrants. We're talking
Absolutely.
About illegal immigrants, not immigrants.
Yes.
But of course, the enemy's trying to merge those two.
Right.
Illegal, the first word of illegal immigrant is illegal.
Illegal.
Right.
Right.
Let's go see what he says. Take a look. He's keeping our country safe. Take a look.
The Secretary of Homeland Security, working with myself and my staff, will begin immediate construction of a border wall. So badly needed. You folks know how badly needed it is as a help, but very badly needed. This will also help Mexico by deterring illegal immigration from Central America and by disrupting violent cartel networks. As I've said repeatedly to the country, we are going to get the bad ones out, the criminals and the drug deals and gangs and gang members and cartel leaders. The day is over when they can stay in our country and wreak havoc. We are going to get them out, and we're going to get them out fast. And John Kelly is going to lead that way. Our order also does the following. Ends the policy of catch and release at the border. Requires other countries to take back their criminals. They will take them back. Cracks down on sanctuary cities. Empowers ICE officers to target and remove those who pose a threat to public safety. Calls for the hiring of another 5,000 Border Patrol officers. Calls for the tripling the number of ICE officers. And you both do an incredible job, but you need help. You need more.
That's so exciting.
Wow.
Isn't that exciting?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Remember not long ago, they were talking about capturing OTMs other than
right.
Mexicans.
Right.
And they were sending them back, this whole catch and release. Now
right.
we can be able to make sure that these folks that are trying to do harm,
right.
you know, all these drug cartels can be actually seized and
Well, it says very specifically, we talked about the, you know, the oath of office for the president, for Congress, for sheriffs. You know, for a police officer says, you know, I will protect and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That's a beautiful thing.
From enemies foreign and domestic. We don't know, understand the word domestic anymore. That means somebody who's in America, who hates the Constitution, who hates the American way.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to protect us from that. And it looks like we have a new sheriff in town, a president in town that's saying, listen, this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to protect the American people. And then people are actually offended because somebody wants to keep you safe.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. As a matter of fact, don't even watch that. We'll be talking in the program today how God is raising up new media. It's just time to just stop filling your head and your heart with things that are untrue. That people are promoting their agenda, and they're just they don't care. They obviously don't care. That's one thing the president was doing in an interview. you know, with, I believe it was with Brody. We'll have that on a future program. Mm-hmm. It's just so much hit or lose. But he says, listen, just the forgotten man, I want him to know that he and she's not forgotten anymore. And this secular, we didn't say secular media, but basically media has forgotten about Americans. And he says, and they're upset about it because they, politically speaking, he's talking about they have to win that forgotten man back. But you first have to remember him before you can win him over.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's so exciting to hear that the Lord heard your prayers. And we have so many positive prophetic. I mean, this truly is a breakthrough year. We're going to be talking about in the next program about the year that begins wealth transfer and how blessings on you and how God is planning on transferring kingdom wealth into, you know, from the people that are hoarding it. He's going to transfer to his people to be able to do access for a powerful move of God in these last days.
Amen.
It's just so exciting. It's very exciting. And so, you know, with that, we're already seeing. And money's going to start finding you unexpectedly. We'll talk more in detail about this, but just think about that. You're walking along, and all of a sudden, you find out you have more money than you had. We're seeing that already. I mean, we're freshly into the new year. You're looking at it's February. It's right in the beginning of February here, and we're already, somebody's seeing like $9,000 unexpectedly, $2,000 unexpectedly, $4,000 unexpectedly. Get ready. I'm telling you, listen, God heard your cry. He's answering big time. And we're going to show you what judgment coming. What when God brings down the gavel down on evil, it means a release of resources. And it's so exciting. Remember, Satan steals from you and he's called. He's got to pay it back seven times.
That's right.
What he stole. Get ready. But first, take a look at this message.
TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know that Jesus himself said, apart from abiding in him, that we can accomplish nothing? So many people want to be able to do that, but you know what? They don't have a plan to do it. We put together a simple plan for you, and it's at iabide.org. iabide.org. Go there and request your plan today. It is amazing how your life will change when you begin to spend time with him who created the universe. He's been desiring that you would do that. It's at iabide.org. Request your simple plan today.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Data Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm telling you, when you caught our earlier part of our program, when you're seeing these border patrols being mandated to be hired and ICE agents to be hired and the conditions of our border and our president talking about building a wall. Well, think about this. We talked about what was being said, but I want you to hear Kamal Saleem yourself. This is him speaking some time back, talking about he talked to border patrols. And if anybody would know if there's a radical jihadist in America,
right,
it would be Kamal Saleem. He's a Christian today, but when he came to America, as a radical jihadist terrorist. Years ago, he got into a car accident. He got put in the hospital, and Christian doctors and nurses led him to the Lord. It's a powerful, powerful testimony. You can find that on the Torch. But this is what the Border Patrol told him. So remember, this is why it's so important. It's not what people are saying it is. It's actually people that mean harm to our nation, to our Constitution, for our way of life. And their target, you'll hear at the very end, listen closely, he'll say, is actually the church, ultimately. This is Kamal Saleem talking about why it's so dangerous and why we needed 5,000 Border Patrol hired just now, or being hired, and 10,000, twice as many, doubling up on the agents that we have for ICE. Take a look.
In 2010, the U.S. Patrol Border reported that nearly 450,000 Islamic terrorists cross into the United States of America. 2010. And the numbers are escalating. And what happened, the reason why they know those numbers and they report them because they could not deport them back because Canada or Mexico would not take them back. So America is stuck with them. And America would not send anyone to jail. So what they have to do is give them a court date. And because we have no place and no money to spend on them, so they release them back into society and they disappear. And so what happened is today America is in grave dangers. And why? Because they want to hurt the United States of America, specifically the church.
Specifically the church. And he's talking about catch and release. What that means is, just like he said, they come in illegally, they give them a court date, and they release them. And that was 2010.
Yeah.
450,000 in 2010. And we showed you sometime on the program, one of the Border Patrol officers was talking to a truck driver. Yeah. Remember that? And he's coming from Mexico, and he's coming into America. And he says, you want me to show you my ID? And he goes, it just doesn't matter. Come on.
Yeah, what's the point?
What's the point of doing it anyway?
Not only that, but on the program, we've also discussed about how many people were crossing the borders from other nations in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And they found all sorts of pamphlets and dictionaries and all type of things as they were trying to cross. So
the exact language used, in the context.
It's been porous. This is a tremendous blessing.
Yes, but that's 2010. So Lord knows, how many has come over since then. So that's why you need ICE. That's why you need Border Patrol. That's why you need, support for our law enforcement. They're the very front line.
Yeah.
Our law enforcement that's going around. But this is what somebody said. Well, the countries won't take them back. OTM, meaning other than Mexican. A Mexican citizen can come over the border illegally, and you could just say, go back home and send them back home. But if they are from Syria, but they came through Mexico into America, we can't just make them go back to Mexico.
Right.
So what we have is a president says, oh, they'll take him back. How? He says he's going to begin to deny visas from the legitimate folks that are in that country. They want to come to America. Isn't it interesting people want to come to America? It's like people aren't lining up to go to Afghanistan like this. I don't know what to do.
Not to Venezuela, not to other countries. Yes. It's America. This is a blessed land. And interesting that they're coming, the desired path seems to be Mexico.
Yes.
They're not coming from the East Coast. They're not coming necessarily from California or somewhere out there. They're coming from Mexico, from the southern border.
So I'm going to build a wall. It's going to be
How big is it?
Wall. It's going to have a gate in it. You can come through legally.
That's right. That's right.
If you look at the purpose of the president, the authority that we give the presidency, whoever that is, one of their main responsibilities is to actually protect our borders. Mm-hmm. I mean, if your aquarium, listen to this, your aquarium does not have a glass container, you don't have an aquarium.
That's right.
If you remove the aquarium, that water didn't just stay there. Mm-hmm. It just pours all over the place. And that's exactly, we talked about George Soros and his borderless society, and one of Hillary Clinton's, her own daughter got married in George Soros' daughter's house.
Yeah.
And they're close friends, and you're looking to, I got so many things I want to share. You want to get too carried away in that. But understand, you know, God is just moving so rapidly, so fast. It's like a bulldozer. The Lord told me specifically that, you know, Washington, D.C. is a house of cards. You know, the Lord told Brett Holderbaum, you know, a prophetic minister, he told specifically that, you know, a wind is going to be coming through, destroying all those, not monuments like you're talking about, but those things that men, strongholds have set up.
Yeah.
And those political ties, you're watching them literally fall apart. I mean, you're looking like the grown-up showed up, you know, and it's like, you're treating that grown man like that. Y'all need to straighten up. That man's running a $1 billion company, my
That's
goodness,
right.
And he's here to help us out. And so we're looking at this answer prayer. I mean, it's amazing how God is doing that. And the one thing the Lord showed me October 21st of 2016, as he's preparing us for the season where we're in, he literally put America almost like on a ship. It was a nice ship. It wasn't like a rickety ship. It was like a cruise type ship, but the whole ship was under oppression. Mm. Everybody was under oppression. They were totally under control. And of course, everybody was oppressed because they were oppressed, you know, mentally and all that kind of stuff. And then the Lord showed me, he says, as soon as the previous administration is finished, which would be President Barack Obama's administration, then all of a sudden, everybody's free in America. You're free again. And of course, that was in October. I'm like, yeah, oh, that's going to be nice. And exactly, we're seeing that freedom come. You know, the freedom's coming. You got to start moving in this freedom fast. This is what we prophesied about. You know, are we Jeremiah? Are we Josiah? Are we Daniel? And God has made this a Josiah moment. I mean, this is a Josiah moment. Things are still moving. They're still going. But we got to do something when God has called us to do this. And what he showed me was that when everybody was free to get off that ship, most people stayed in it.
Wow.
Because all they knew was that. You know, when the Emancipation Proclamation was signed by President Lincoln and people were free, the slaves were free in America, which was an amazing moment, a lot of people just stayed on the plantation.
Yeah.
Because it's two or three generations, that's all that you knew. But freedom, this is what they didn't understand in this dream that God was showing me. I'm not talking about the slaves historically. I'm talking about what he showed me now, you, me, all of us, was that they didn't know it takes participation. That you got to have freedom, it's going to take effort.
Yeah,
you have to get educated. That's why what we do on VFN TV to keep you informed in government, education, and media, and all these different areas that we're talking about, business all the time. Because we got to have a biblical perspective of that. But it was so cool to watch everybody. It was just, you know, I'm passing these cabana things and I'm excited. But I noticed the majority of people stayed on the boat.
We're shifting into
the USS Socialism boat. I don't know what it was.
Wow. We're shifting into a new season.
Yes.
And if you're trying to get, you know, you're going to miss this new season of what God's doing if you're stuck in yesterday's, last season's mindsets. And so in order to participate, you have to be able to understand, hey, I've got to shift. I've got to be willing to move where the cloud is moving, where God's taking us, where our country is moving into this next, you know, few years, and hopefully for a long period of time.
Yeah, mercy is an amazing thing, you know, that, you know, being in law enforcement, my history, watching court cases go down, and, you know, you're standing before a judge, and the jury's saying you're guilty, the prosecutor's saying you're guilty, the community says you're guilty, God says you're guilty, but all of a sudden the judge decides to give you mercy. It's not because you're not guilty. It's because the judge is good.
That's right.
And mercy is where, you know, yeah, it's true. All stuff's true. But you're not going to suffer for it. I'm going to give you mercy. You deserve death. You deserved destruction. America deserves judgment. But even though we were on the precipice, and we'll talk more about our next program, but we were on the edge. If you don't, maybe you know this already, but a lot of people they don't even have a clue that judgment was on our doorstep. Mm. And then God just shifted it and said, I'm going to give mercy. And it makes me think about, I don't have my book here. I thought I brought it with me, but Dutch Sheets' book, The Way Back. And, with that, you got to get that book. We'll talk more about our next program. I'll have it then. But, six times God spoke mercy. Two separate people of his friends, two separate friends of his, in two separate locations. He says, saw an angel appear, a messenger appear, and both of them said mercy over America six times each. Mm. I mean, this is just mercy, but it's mercy. We need to run out of the courtroom, thank God for it, and begin to live our life differently and begin to celebrate that. And it's an amazing thing. We get back from the break. I want to show you that book from Dutch Sheets. Hopefully I have that with me. And but first, we have this offer for you.
Offer 2022, God's mercy, God's invitation to a better life. Our God is so good, and he is quick to show us mercy in our lives. But sometimes we can't take it for granted and not realize just how awesome his mercy is, what it prevents in our lives, and how if we don't realize this, we could end up in a place way worse than where his loving mercy rescued us from. This message will place you in the footsteps of someone standing and facing a life sentence before a jury and in front of the judge. I believe you will reconsider how you've been responding to God's mercy and how mercy is not a ticket to continue, but an invitation by God's love to continue no longer in what led us to the place of mercy. I believe this message will encourage you, inspire you, and remind you of the love of God and just how good life is now that you are on the receiving end of a merciful, loving God. Become a VFN TV partner at VFNTV.com. Partner now or by mail at VFN TV, 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360, at Pensacola, Florida 32534. Or call us at 844-408-3688. That's Offer 2022, God's Mercy, God's Invitation to a Better Life.
Conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Can a commercial with religious content be censored from airing? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I'm a local businessman here. I make advertising commercials once or twice a year here. I've just put one together using people from my church. Okay, the issue is they won't run it.
Okay, and did they give you a reason why they won't? Are they saying it's because of the religious content of the commercial?
Well, the lady here in town, she got all upset. She said people won't understand it. She'll get a lot of phone calls. And I said, well, my phone number is all over the commercial, and if they call you, tell them to call me. And
they should not be denying. They should not be denying you access to the commercial because of the religious content. Let me get you in touch with our legal staff here at the American Center for Law and Justice. See if we can get you some direct help on it.
The American Center for Law and Justice is here to defend our religious liberties. Learn more about the American Center for Law and Justice on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Brad is from Columbus, Ohio. By the way, Brad, I grew up in Circleville. Just go Route 23 south for about 25 miles, and there's a little town I grew up in. Go Buckeyes. I'm an Ohio State boy. Brad is a lead and a founding pastor, and the word today is barrier. You see, I have discovered, and I know you have also, that many of the barriers we have in life are not imposed on us by other people or other situations. I have discovered that most of the time we sabotage our own selves. In fact, I have said that there are many times people, if they were the only person running the race, they still wouldn't win because somewhere along the race they would blow themselves up. Life is tough. It's not easy. There are a lot of barriers. But there's a great difference between the barriers that I place on myself, my own self-limiting barriers, things that I could take down by choice and by will, and the barriers that others have placed upon me. I would encourage you, be your best friend. Look at the barriers in your life and ask yourself, are they self-imposed or are they because of other situations? Those that are self-imposed, those are the barriers you should work on first. Begin to bring them down one at a time and run the good race.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I found the book.
There it is.
Greg, I'm excited. It's a man's book. I mean, what is it, like?
How many pages is
80
it?
80 pages, and that includes
yep.
the...
Okay, we can handle it.
That's we can good. Handle that book.
There you go.
So, but every single word of this book, it's called The Way Back by Dutch Sheets. You can get it at DutchSheets.org. And it's refreshing to me in so many different ways. But one is that it's the truth. It's like, okay, God has given us mercy. And if you were standing in that courtroom, as I was talking about before the break, and all the stuff was deserving to come to you, the judge expects you to walk out of the courtroom and don't murder anymore. That's expects right. you to change. And so there's work to be done. And so Dutch talks about this. He talks specifically about this in his book about you're going to have to be a trailblazer. Listen, if what we were doing delivered us, we wouldn't have had that problem that we just had that God had to show us mercy in. It means we're going to have to do something totally different. We got to be trailblazers. And most people like going where there's a path already. If you'll notice that, if you're going through the woods or something, for some reason, people go where other people have been before. Mm-hmm. They look for the little dirt trail, and they just kind of go that pathway. But you have to understand, if that's the way that people have been going, and it's brought destruction, and it's brought judgment, and it's brought abortion, and it's brought, you know, our borders flooding, it's brought this persecution across the world. We have a president right now that's standing up, you know, President Trump saying, listen, we have to stop the persecution of people. We have to stop the persecution of the church. They're cutting heads off. Thank God our leader sees it. Where the previous president played golf, this president says, we have to respond.
Unacceptable.
It's totally unacceptable. And these are wonderful days. So he talks about, you know, we got to be trailblazers. Pioneering spirit. And the four basically is the lyrics to Pioneering Spirit by
Rick Pino.
So I encourage you to get it. We'll have the details on our website as well on the VFN Torch. So it's powerful. I'll encourage you. And it'll show you that, you know, you can be a part of making a difference. You know, one thing that with us, you know, God has been preparing us for quite some time for this day. You know, we weren't prophesying so that it would just end. Our desire was that we would turn, end abortion, seminary Bible, set a third great awakening. And that takes us turning towards God and lining our hearts up with Him. And it was so exciting because I took some time to be with the Lord in December. And Bill Yont, who spoke a prophetic word early on about how the anchors were going to begin, news anchors were going to begin mm-hmm. to just want to leave their positions. And we saw that immediately.
Yes, that word has come to pass.
It has come to pass. And all of a sudden, you're watching people that used to have a highly respected position and you really thought, you just really hoped what they were saying mm-hmm. wasn't biased, that you find out the entire thing. And what I saw all the way up to the time of elections, because nobody knew how it was going to turn out. I mean, I knew from what the Lord told me what was going to happen, but I only knew what I knew because of what God told me. The natural, what I saw in the natural,
right.
what I saw in all the media, what I saw, even when you hear President Trump himself, he thought, you know, mm-hmm. looking at the exit polls and what was going on, everybody thought that one thing. The only thing I had that I knew what would happen was because God told me it would happen, but there was no evidence that it was going to happen. And it did happen, just like God, you know, said it would. And in that, you know, right up to that, you begin to watch every news source you can imagine. Every one of them were literally prophesying, like on Mount Carmel going, mm-hmm. it's going this way. It's going this way. Remember Baal's prophets,
oh, yeah.
and you had Elijah, and Elijah said, go ahead and prophesy. And so we saw all these folks out here and all these high mountain, media mountains, and CNN, MSNBC, even Fox
NBC,
was saying
oh, yeah.
it. I mean, they were saying, you know, he's not going to make it, it's not going to happen, it's not going to work. And it really, outside of God, it wasn't. But Elijah wasn't going to make it on top of Mount Carmel, and Israel wasn't going to make it if God, but God was with yeah. Elijah. But they were prophesying. So you heard people, I mean, they were prophesying nonstop for a couple of years, mm-hmm. but even up to the last second.
They were shocked.
There's no pathway for him. There's no pathway for him. It's just like them saying to Elijah, he's not God's prophet. We're yeah. God's prophet. He's not God's prophet. Yeah. Our prophet. And I ain't saying that Trump's a prophet. I'm just saying what God is doing in this day. And all of a sudden, they began to just their own words realize, it looks like fire's coming down.
Yeah.
This is not going to work. And it's like, what do you do after you given so many false news broadcasts?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you do after everybody found out that you said you knew God and you knew what was right and you knew where America was going and you didn't know?
Mm.
And when you do find out, my goodness, Elijah does serve a God that's real and that he did answer and he broadsided us.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing thing. You're looking going, oh, Just like Bill Yount said, he said that they would fall. And we saw that happen before our very, very eyes. But now, Bill calls me December the 22nd, and he don't even know. Obviously, God was touching his heart. But I'm seeking the Lord for 2017. And I shared this word at the Dream Center of what he said. As a matter of fact, let's go to the Dream Center where I shared it. Take a look. So here I am, a time of seeking the Lord, and immediately as I'm going off to be with the Lord, a prophetic friend of ours, at least a word was his friend, now he's a friend, has come. He's one of the ones that prophesied over the news anchors will be coming down, and immediately he contacts me once I go to be with the Lord. And he's so excited. He's so excited about seeing the word fulfilled in VFN and VFN television. And so he gives me this word, you know. And so I'm seeking the Lord for this year, 2017. And do y'all want to hear the word?
Yes.
Okay, that's what it says. He says, this is the Lord revealed to him. He says, God, I will begin to redeem the media and the airwaves in 2017. I sense there is something in the air. It is though heaven is descending a little lower to the earth. The prince of the power of the air is being divinely interfered with and massively interrupted. We've been seeing that, right? He says, I heard heaven proclaim the time has come to redeem the airways covering the earth and begin to impact media to become a conduit to pour out my spirit upon flesh. You want to hear more? I then saw angels begin to anoint satellite stations and dishes above the earth. And on the earth, angels were descending upon huge television and radio towers. Let it be. Great heavenly broadcasting interference was about to come upon the earth. Angels are being assigned to billboards, newspapers, nationwide magazines. You know, one thing the Lord showed us during the Brownsville revival, that the balcony was filled with angels, and it looked like an administrative office, and they were like faxing out, emailing, sending, well, not emailing by then, but just, they were sending communication around the world. They're the ones sending it out. Well, the devil's been doing a lot of that. God's saying that he's going to bring his staff in, and his angels that are in his right hand, he's going to be able to send them out. Awesome. Woo! He says, angels were being assigned to billboards, newspapers, and nationwide magazines, even addressing the addresses of pornographic empires, which is in America, were being given to angels for assignments. Airwaves used to announce outpourings would begin to happen. And we remember cabbage. I don't know if you remember the testimony. I was walking by the cabbage and my leg grew out. Anything that the angels could get their hands on was about to be used to noise and alert people about the coming great outpouring of God's Spirit and love coming to earth. Computer online services will feel the weight of God's glory impacting them. Divine favor was being given to many ministries with the media this coming year in 2017 to go nationwide and worldwide. A hunger for the supernatural and the miraculous caused television and radio shows to open up for testimonies of genuine healing and heavenly visitations that would be broadcasted around the world. News reporters were beginning to lean towards unusual stories of awesome happenings that are leaving their listeners spellbound with the idea there must be a God in heaven. In closing, I sense the Father saying, I will use even the air itself to testify of my power and my might. From shore to shore, I will become the desire of the nations. He makes the clouds his chariots and rides upon the wind, wings of the winds. Psalms 104:3. Lord, we just received this word. We thank you for the first word being accurate and true, and we saw it manifested in our lives. In order, the time of seeking you, you sent this prophet to me. Lord, and I receive that. Say, I receive that word. I receive that word. Say, I will adjust my life to line up with my expectancy for this word to be fulfilled before me in 2017. In Jesus' name, amen.
I receive that word.
Yes.
I trust my life.
Yes. I'm telling you, this is exciting. I mean, it's so exciting to see what God is doing. And he said, I mean, where we are right now, he spoke specifically to us and put us in television, the media, and all the things that we're doing. And it was on a prayer watch. It was on a prayer watch where, you know, God spoke. And as a matter of fact, God, speaking about media, that's a perfect time. You know, during our time, you know, every year we like to take time to be able to seek the Lord through prayer and fasting. Mm. And we just came through our bridegroom fast. And just share with us what the Lord shared with you about, you know, the God's television networks.
Wow. Yeah, I had a dream. You know, God gave me a vision, a night vision. And in this dream, during this fast, I was talking with Ward Simpson, the president of God TV. And I know Ward, really awesome, you know, man of God. And we're talking, and we're having this really just kind of casual, friendly, warm conversation. But we're talking about raising funds for God's television. Mm-hmm. And in the midst of that dream, there was some ruckus and something to come.
And God TV's broadcasted out of Jerusalem, out of Israel.
Yes,
that's the only television. It goes around the world, but it comes out of Israel, out of Jerusalem. I believe
it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And so there was some opposition, but then God spoke over and said, "Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it." And what the Lord revealed to me was that God is raising up funds for all of God's apostrophe S television, all of His networks. God's going to be funding, His TV, to continue to spread the good news and to advance His kingdom and His agenda, which to me falls right in line with the words that God's been releasing about the wealth transfer and what's going to happen, and all these resources are going to come into the kingdom, and we're going to be able to accomplish the work that God's given us to do.
Right. Yeah, our next program, make sure you catch it, because we're going to be talking about wealth transfer, what God's doing. But that gives you, think about it, that's an opportunity for you. We're watching the downfall of media as we know it, but God has raising up standards. He's raising up, like VFN TV and the daily radio program. Just up till December, our end time report, over 100 different countries we've been able to reach. And it's amazing what God's doing.
Yes.
But this is how you can partner with that. It's time for you to say, you know what? We walked out of the courtroom as a nation. We did not get the judgment we deserve. God is blessing our socks off. Let me begin to sow financially and give financially so that we can have a light. You know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news that you know. If God's telling us it October 3rd, before November election, who's going to be president, who do you want to be your news broadcaster? I would want God to be the one telling us what's going on. And he reveals His words through His prophets first. And there's so many people prophesying now accurately. It's so exciting. And so one way you can do that, you can go to VFNTV.com and click on Partner Now and become a VFN TV or VFN Kingdom Business Partner. And I'm telling you, this is just the beginning. And we have wonderful gifts available for you, too. You know, we have special gifts that it just comes right to you to be able to just say thank you. But we have the Green Room specials for you. We have specials for you. But we also have different teachings available for all those who partner with us. And also a great chance to volunteer at one of the many mountain meetings we're going to be having, because you can only impact a culture if you begin to focus on seven spheres of that culture, which we call the seven mountains, which is, you know, the church or religion mountain that's going on, the family, education, arts, entertainment, media, and business and government. And so you can volunteer to be a part of that. We have to be a part of that answer. You can find out more by going to VFNTV.com and click Partner Now. We'll be right back after this message, but when we come back, we're going to close out today also with Franklin Graham, where he's praying at the president's inaugural address. I mean, think about it. Billy Graham's son, Franklin Graham, awesome man of God who traveled the nation and went from every capital praying and repenting and asking God to move on behalf of this election, not supporting any particular candidate.
50 state capitals.
50 states. We'll talk about that, and we'll have him. We'll get back for the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
now you got racists blaming each other. You got police blaming the people blaming the police. You got parents blaming children, children blaming parents. When are we going to seek his face? When are we going to turn?
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm so excited about what we have so many things to share with you.
Make I know,
sure you
right?
Stay tuned.
Yes.
I'm telling you, God has said so many positive things. The direction that we're going is good, but we got to know it and we got to go it.
Yeah.
You know, we got to go in that particular direction. But make sure you catch our next program as well. We'll be talking about this convergence and, you know, what is Charisma Magazine saying specifically about, you know, President Trump and how specific it is to the year, the Jewish Hebrew calendar with it's year 5777.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting. Also with Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, a spiritual father to me, how he's talking about, we'll be talking about how this is a year of wealth transfer and blessing, but also how, you know, we just barely stayed off of judgment. So we're talking about that as well. And how the Lord spoke to me specifically that how when judgment comes down, provision comes, and we're talking about gold flake rain, you know.
Raining gold flakes.
In the courtrooms of God. I mean, it's just an exciting thing. And also this about the seed of evil. God has specifically said about how the seed of evil would come down. And the seed of the righteous will rise. And how, when I gave that word, the year I gave it, I'm thinking like, oh my goodness, this is going to be tough. And the very woman that is reportedly that led President Trump to the Lord, she will be praying in our next program. So make sure you catch our next program. Well, all these things are taking place. I want to encourage you. You know, you may have seen, if you connect the dots, while we were seeking the Lord, and we just came out of a time of prayer and fasting and sabbatical with the Lord. We wanted to hear what God was saying. Because what he's saying is he's got good plans in store. He's going to restore the years the locust had devoured. That, you know, where the enemy meant for evil, God's going to turn around for good that love him. That God's got good plans in store. Yes, the enemy thought that he had America under his thumb. Yes, the enemy thought that he had Israel under his thumb, and the enemy thought that he had the church under his thumb. But the whole thing about it is, they didn't take God into consideration. They were just looking horizontally.
And that was a mistake.
That was a huge mistake. And, you know, and it wasn't like we did not deserve that, but God had mercy. You know, you heard people crying, and, you know, a lot of people were saying, well, I prayed. I think everybody prayed.
Yeah.
I think even the unbeliever prayed. Ooh. Anyway, caught crying out to God to be able to move, because it just didn't make sense. And we were having a previous administration ruling by pen and phone against so many things that weren't God. I mean, in regards to, you know, I'm not talking about the man as an individual, but the fact is just pushing for abortion, pushing to redefine family and marriage and pushing to rise up the enemy of God, apple of God's eye, Iran, to be able to empower them when other nations were saying, you know, we're going to rise up and take our country back and have a democracy. We ran to help them, but all of a sudden when Iran did it, the Green Party calls and writes a letter, and the letter is sitting on the president's desk, that we didn't help them at all.
And this is a big deal, because this is not a matter of preference, it's not a matter of policy, but this is Bible. This is God. So what do you do with that?
Well, all of the nations will be judged in the Valley of Jehoshaphat based on what we did with the land of Israel. And it's like, you can talk about Coke, you can talk about Pepsi, you can talk about Dr. Pepper, you can talk about McDonald's or Burger King, but every administration talks about Israel and what they're going to do with the land. And even, and this is something very exciting that's taking place too, that right before President Obama left office, I mean, like hours before he left, he signed, I guess, an executive order saying some sort of
some sort of
saying that it's okay to, although the UN, they didn't vote in the UN. When it came time to part of Israel's territory and building in the West Bank, and that, you know.
They abstained.
The haters of Israel, the haters of Christians, and the haters of the American way, mm-hmm. was saying, which is the unstoppable voting bloc, that we always talk about in the United Nations, was saying, you know, don't let Israel build over there. Don't let them build in that particular land. It's Israel's land. But the way that they got it pushed through, America didn't vote in the UN, and so that unstoppable voting bloc voted, and they told Israel that you can't. That you can't even build in that land. You can't build in your own land. But guess what? Despite all that, we get a new president comes in and he says, you know, we might just totally not fund the UN anymore. And he calls up with one phone call, John, with one phone call to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel. When the President of America, President Donald Trump, makes one phone call to his friend, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, which you've been seeing on our intros lately, talking mm-hmm. and congratulating him. Everything was fixed. And guess what they're building? Thousands and thousands and thousands of new residences in that particular area.
Reportedly, Ted Cruz, Senator of Texas, and Lindsey Graham from South Carolina are working on legislation right now to give to the president to stop funding the UN as a result of what took place with Israel. So it's totally unacceptable. And the way to put the UN in check is to cut the purse strings and say, we're not going to give them any more money. It's happening right now.
Does it get any better than this? This is good. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is the UN ambassador, and she's totally in support of this. The one thing of moving the American embassy from Tel Aviv, which is not the capital of Israel, to Jerusalem. Mm. And when you move it to Jerusalem, what they're all worried about, that legitimizes them as a capital. Well, they are the capital. Remember, we talked about the website of the White House that took it down so they weren't the capital. We actually made a law saying it is the capital, but nobody's moved the embassy up there. We saw them boo in the Democratic National Convention the very fact of putting the capital or calling Jerusalem the capital. But guess what? Despite everything they did, guess what they're doing? They're working on right now moving the American embassy from Tel Aviv, Israel, where everybody's all gathered up, all the nation's embassies, to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And what you'll find on our next program, Pastor John Kilpatrick says that's going to rip the lid off blessings in America. And it says, the Word of God says, those who bless us will be blessed. He says, that's just going to pour blessings down on our particular nation. And so it's so exciting. We're going to need to close out the program. When you think about it, here's the president, and we're going to have the inaugural speech coming up soon on VFN TV so you can hear it and we can talk about what's going on. It's a powerful speech. But Franklin Graham, he was invited. He went to every single state. Every capital and said, God, forgive us. And he led the people in prayer. And he talked about personal repentance and changing your home. And he wasn't supporting any particular candidate. He was just crying out to God. And guess what? God answered. And he was one of the many Christians and Jews that got to lead a prayer at the inauguration before the whole world. We had Jesus' name lifted up and he actually prayed it. It was from 1 Timothy Chapter 1, verse 17. As a matter of fact, instead of us closing out in prayer, we're going to let the answered prayer close out of prayer. This is Franklin Graham at the presidential, was the 45th? 45th president of the United States closing out in prayer.
Mr. President, in the Bible, rain is a sign of God's blessing. And it started to rain, Mr. President, when you came to the platform. And it's my prayer that God will bless you, your family, your administration, and may He bless America. The passage of Scripture comes from 1 Timothy chapter 2. I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings, for all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good, and it pleases God, our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You need to know in whom you believe. You need to know God. It's not enough to know about him, to know of him, but you have to walk with Jesus. You have to have an intimate relationship, because we're entering a season that's going to be some of the worst of times, but at the same time is going to be some of the best of times. And you're going to need to know God. You're not going to be able to, as maybe you've heard said, play church, if you will, as if you could. You're going to need to know him. And so we want to encourage you now. This is the best day. Today is the day of salvation. And we want to encourage you that if you are a believer, begin an abiding relationship with the Lord. What is that? That's when you spend time with God, you read his word, and you allow his word to penetrate your heart. And when it does that, it transforms your life. You walk together with God. You walk united with him. We have a simple plan for you, and you can get it. It doesn't